Other pastimes of Lord Narasimha Dev. Pastime 1. Lord Narasimha Dev's pujari had a very startling dream in which the director of the temple called him and told him to bring some diesel oil, saying, "We are going to sacrifice Lord Narasimha Dev." "You are going to what?" exclaimed the pujari. "Yes, we are going to sacrifice Lord Narasimha Dev." "You can't do that. This is crazy." "Just bring the diesel, will you?" "Okay, I will bring the oil, but I don't want anything to do with this. It doesn't make any sense." After some time, the pujari returned to the temple and was totally shocked to see that everything had been completely burned by a great fire, and all that remained of the deity was his feet and ankles. Early next morning, he approached the chief pujari and asked if he could explain the meaning of this terrible nightmare. After thinking for a while, he began to smile and said, "Oh yes, you see, yesterday was the start of Jaladan, the festival of dripping water on Shalagram for 1 month, but we forgot to observe it. Therefore, Lord Narasimhadev is letting you know that he is burning up and you should immediately begin the Jaladan," which we did. Pastime 2. Once, Lord Narasimhadev's puja was going on as usual when the pujari noticed that one flower fell from Narasimhadev's garland. The pujari asked the visitors if anyone was offering any special prayers to Lord Narasimhadev. The visitors in front did not say anything, but from the back, one lady came forward with tears in her eyes. She said, "My daughter got married about 4 or 5 years ago, and she has no issue. The people in my son-in-law's house consider it inauspicious. So I was praying to Narasimhadev that he might help her in her desperate situation." Then the pujari said, "Your prayer is granted. The symptom is that this flower fell from Narasimhadev's garland. Please take this and keep it nicely. You can wash this flower and give the water to your daughter to drink." Then the Mataji left, and later the pujari forgot the incident. After 1 year, the same Mataji, along with her daughter, son-in-law, and a newborn baby, came smiling to Narasimhadev. And she reminded the pujari about the prayer she made 1 year back, as a result of which her daughter gave birth to a very nice baby boy, whom they named Prahlad. And once again, they offered a very nice puja, offering fruits and flowers to Lord Narasimhadev. Pastime 3. One of our Namhatta devotees, Kalyani Dasi, has got 2 daughters. The elder one is Pratibha and the younger is Anubha. Both of them are married and they have grown up children. They both live in the same city, Behrampur. Once, the husband of Pratibha fell extremely sick and was in a coma near to death. Along with other relatives, the younger sister Anubha was also in great anxiety about her brother-in-law's situation. She went to the hospital, and as she was a devotee, she prayed to Lord Narasimhadev at ISKCON Mayapur to help her brother-in-law. She came home and went to bed with a heavy heart. At the end of the night, she had a dream in which Narasimhadev came near to her and told her, "Don't worry, your brother-in-law is okay." And then her dream broke. In the morning, the news came from the hospital that the patient was doing well, his saline drip and oxygen had both been removed, and he was now able to talk. Pastime 4. There was a fight in the village, and in the course of the fight, one person was attacked with acid, as a result of which his whole face was burnt and terribly disfigured. The sight of one of the eyes was completely lost, and the other eyes had only about 10% vision. The doctor said that the remaining eye, through which he had 10% vision, would also go blind very soon. They suggested taking the patient to Vellore, South India, for further treatment, to see if they could do something about it. At that time, a devotee who was there suggested that they should pray to Lord Narasimhadev for the recovery of his eyes. As a result, they prayed to Lord Narasimhadev at ISKCON Mayapur. The next day, much to doctor's surprise, it was found that the patient could see everything very nicely. Pastime 5. One Russian Mataji used to make tulsi garlands for Narasimhadev every day. Being pleased with her, Narasimhadev's pujari gave her one of Lord Narasimhadev's false fingernails as prasad. She took it and kept it with her. That night, she had a dream in which she saw the Lord had come to her and was sitting on her bed. The Lord then put his fingers with his long nails inside her heart and pulled out something black and said, "You see this? This is not love. It is lust, and there is still more there. What shall I do with it?" She couldn't reply, and her dream broke. The next day, she went before Lord Narasimhadev and asked him to throw it far away. Pastime 6. The father of one of the devotees of ISKCON Youth Forum used to argue with him, saying, "Why do we have to worship Narasimhadev when Radha Madhava are there?" The boy tried to make his father understand that Krishna and Narasimhadev are non-different. But his father was not very convinced in this regard. During Narasimha Chaturdashi 2003, this boy along with his father came to the temple and was watching Lord Narasimhadev's Abhishek ceremony. Suddenly, the boy's father saw Madhav's face in place of Narasimhadev's. He turned to Radha Madhav and again he looked back at Narasimhadev and found Narasimhadev's face as Madhav's still. This continued for about 20 seconds. In this way, he realized that there is no difference between Madhav and Narasimhadev. Pastime 7. During 2004, Kavipriya Devidasi of South Kolkata, a disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami, made some bracelets for Lord Narasimhadev. Somehow or the other, she could not come to Mayapur and offer them to the Lord. In the meantime, she started becoming sick in different ways. She went to the doctors and tried various treatments, but there was no cure. Lastly, the doctors said that her problem was thyroid. As a result, she would eventually be unable to move. As she was in great anxiety and thinking what to do, all of a sudden she remembered about Lord Narasimhadev and the bracelets which she was supposed to offer to him. Even though she was ill, she made the endeavor to come to Mayapur to give the bracelets. After offering them to Lord Narasimhadev, all the symptoms of illness were totally removed within 3 days. All glories to Lord Narasimhadev. Pastime 8. Thank you, Lord Narasimhadev. On April 22, 2005, Revati Sundari Devidasi, aged 8, was climbing on the roof of the bamboo playhouse in Grahastha Park in Sri Mayapur Dham. To her great surprise, she fell through the roof, landing on her head, and the roof caved in on top of her. She was in shock for an hour, shaking and crying and incoherent. She also had concussion. Gaura Baba, our wonderful homeopathic Vaishnava doctor, treated her for her concussion and shock and suggested a scan. After 3 days, Revati woke up in the night vomiting black blood. We rushed her off to Kolkata. On the way, clear fluid was leaking from her nose. Then violent nose bleeds started. We took her straight to a good pediatrician, who immediately called in the top neurologist in the city. He ordered a CT scan, and then, seeing the result, he sent us to a very good neurosurgeon, who has his own private hospital. Revati was admitted straight away. The symptoms continued through the night, and we found out that the clear fluid from her nose was the brain fluid, CFS, leaking out. The scan clearly showed a fracture in the floor of her brain, from which the brain fluid was escaping. Also, her brain was swollen and blood was pooling there, causing pressure. She had extreme pain in her head, which was unabated since the accident. The doctors worked on her for a couple of days, giving her medicine intravenously. The whites of her eyes became totally red. She was like a limp rag with little interest in anything. Finally, the doctors said that the next morning, early, they would do a special scan showing all the sections of her brain to determine the exact extent of the injuries and then would probably decide to operate to repair the damage. They would tell us their decision by 9 a.m. I phoned Panchangri Prabhu, explaining the situation and asking him to please pray to Lord Narasimhadev. He immediately said he would do a full puja between 5 and 7 a.m., complete with Abhishek and everything else. This was the time of the special scan. The next morning, when I met the doctors, they were looking amazed and said that the new scan showed that the injuries were miraculously almost healed. All the symptoms such as pain, violent nosebleeds, brain fluid leakage, vomiting, etc. had abruptly stopped. When I went in to see Revati, she was sitting up in bed, looking bright-eyed and fresh, and her eyes were fully white again. Thank you, Lord Narasimhadev! Revati's comment on all this was, Grandma, next time something happens to me, please don't waste time with the doctors. Just bring me straight to Lord Narasimhadev. In gratitude and love, your servant, Rachitambara Dasi. Pastime 9. Lord Narasimhadev shows his mercy even to a non-devotee. Yashoda Mata's 85-year-old foster father passed away 2 months ago. During his stay in the hospital, Yashoda Mata prepared a tape recorder and played the Hare Krishna Mahamantra all day long in his ward. Her foster father was actually in semi-coma, but miraculously, when he heard the Mahamantra, gradually he awoke, and with his closed eyes, he appeared to be enjoying the music and the sound vibrations. He started to follow the tempo by tapping his hand on the edge of his bed. His fingering made the sound like don, 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 don. He looked like he was totally meditating on the Maha Mantra. Suddenly he spoke, Look, there is a huge five-clawed man and his head looks just like a lion's. He is coming into my ward. Don't you see him? He is coming. The foster father, still with eyes closed, said, Oh yes, I forgot you all cannot see him, but he is really here. I do not know who he is. At that moment, Yashoda Mata and her daughters looked at each other in great surprise and answered, Father, he is Lord Narasimhadev. What, Dev? I don't know him, but he is nodding his head to tell me that he is. Yashoda Mata felt great ecstasy in hearing this, for in her house she keeps a model of the Narasimha deity from Mayapur and had been offering heartfelt prayers to him so that her father could leave the body without any attachment, that his soul can become Krishna's devotee in his next birth. Continuously, her father said, Look, he is smiling at me and starting to speak again. Oh, he is telling me that I have to learn to chant what you are chanting now. What exactly are you chanting? He said. It is a mantra to call the holy name of the Lord, Yashoda Mata replied. I don't know what mantra, but please teach me, he said. All right, father. Please repeat after me and listen carefully. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yashoda Mata taught her foster father word by word, patiently. Without taking a long time, he learned and tried to chant, and chanted so nicely. The next day, he passed away with tranquility. During that weekend, we devotees here congregated together to do the kirtan for Yashoda Mata's father at the funeral service. Yashoda Mata prepared the prasadam garland, Ganga water, tulsi, and put tilak on her father, which have all been done nicely and properly according to her Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Girdhari Swami's telephone instructions. Her foster father's face looked so peaceful. His cheeks were a little pink and his body was soft. After some customary ceremonies, the body was sent to the incinerator. A few hours later, the people who work in the memorial service came to us and exclaimed in amazement, "We have never seen anyone's ashes look so white and beautiful, like jade as your father's. What happened to him? What were you chanting for him? Could you write it down for us? We want to learn and we think we can also chant while doing a service here." Why the Lord Himself personally appeared before someone who we consider is not a devotee proves the Shastric statement that if one is always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, all their family members will be benefited as well. From Lin Tulip, Taiwan, 20th March 2006.